In the little more than half a generation since a young biracial Harvard Law School graduate named Barack Obama set out to prove that America was ready to embrace a complete change in race-based socio-political viewpoint, much has indeed changed, though hardly in ways he envisaged, especially in the interactive sense he anticipated. Most noticeable is the widely apparent inability or unwillingness to consider differing behavior or points of view. Whether this is racially related is not yet wholly apparent. Despite disturbing poll results, noting that the strongest expressions of racial antipathy still occur in portions of upstate New York. Examples, though, are still too inconsistent and scattered. More disturbing is the utter lack of courtesy or consideration for differing ideas or behavior. Also, the hostile and pugnacious language used in response. This is particularly evident in the generally impatient and impolite attitudes shown by young drivers of both sexes to elderly drivers of both sexes. What we have obviously lost is the precious capacity for humane language in the intricate process of verbal contact, the most necessary first step toward reconciliation. In fact, the chaotic combination of trash-level TV and a computer-coded lack of language leverage have delivered us to our own 21st century version of the Tower of Babel. Now, if there were only someone who could understand how all this came about and would then come up with their own singularly miraculous code word to halt and reverse this depressing process. But alas, there isn't. And they won't.